This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on RadioAlice.com. Just a heads up, it's not for work, it's not for kids, but it is a good time. Available right here on RadioAlice.com.
I got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
We're ready? All right.
We're ready.
It's the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for the 12th of December, 2019. It's a fine Thursday. It's pouring drizzle outside. It's just that perfect
pouring
drizzle. It's a perfect San Francisco day. Thank you for joining us, everyone. Right now, it's just Sarah, Vinny, and Bryn.
That's right, boo.
That's right, boo. I think that Vaughn's in the building, and he's at somewhere, but right now, it's just the...
He's having a full-on conversation with somebody behind the wall.
Well, he's very busy. Maybe it's you that.
Maybe.
Vinny, during the show today, I made some comment about how she falls asleep. You said your wife falls asleep on the couch, and I said, and you're sitting there thinking about, I wonder if I could get away with doing her without waking her up. And then you went, oh, that's for the secret show.
Well... So we've got a 1-year-old.
Mm-hmm. They're a delight, especially that one.
That one's hard work.
Yeah.
And so, and I've been in relationships in my life, so I'm not new to relationships. But one thing I've never done is I've never been one to try and slip my lady the chief while she's sleeping, or pretending to sleep, or.
Sure.
Trying to get there, and I just never thought. It always felt a little rapey to me, even though she's my lady and we're in bed together. By
she normally allows that, right? Have you ever done the thing where you've got a boner and then you spoon up behind her, and you just sort of hope she wakes up, or you're sort of like gently grinding a little bit just to see if she'll wake up and maybe respond. Like maybe you work your way into a dream or something.
So I have normally not done that, but I've been doing that. Yes.
Oh.
We've been doing that, and she's like, it's so funny because it feels like one of those things where we need to discuss this. So we have. I needed to talk to her about it. And I was like, look, I don't really want to make sex on you without you participating. But, you know, I mean, if you're...
But I will if I have.
But if you're willing, I'm going to keep doing that. And if you're willing to just lay there and let me use your hot pocket.
Hot pocket.
To microwave my burrito.
Yes, essentially that's what it came down to. Is she was like,
"She's all, I'll be your microwave.
I'm not bothered by it. I frankly would love to be there for you more often, but I'm
exhausted.
You're gonna have to just get it that way." And I'm like,
"So you're telling me it's a yes?"
Well, I've had to throw out my objection to it because honestly, my whole like once a week thing. There have been times where I'm getting into the 2-week range and I start to feel like, boy, this relationship's ruined. We're going right down the tubes. It's terrible how my head, she's much more steady. She doesn't have these fluctuations where she's like, well, if things aren't the way they should be, then something must be wrong.
You know, the only reason that I ever, if we start hitting the 2-week mark, I actually feel like, oh, he's going to be bummed. Like,
right.
and then it's on my mind, and I'm like, we got to get that done. Just because I want happiness, and I know that is crucial to him being happy. Like, he is in such a better mood when I tap the vent, you know? It's just let some steam off.
It's not something that being 50 and having sex be as important as it has been to me my whole life, that's really never been my move. Mm. And I know I've heard jokes and couples who are like, it's fine or whatever that, but
sure. I woke up and he was boning me.
Right. Whatever. That seems kind of rapey. And yet
it does
within the context of a relationship and with kids.
Right.
In particular, I guess if a wife can get that over with.
And if
not,
I like that you had a conversation with her. I mean, that's for sure.
Doesn't feel right, but okay. I'm going to do it.
Well, since you said yes.
Going in.
Do you do that?
Well, normally it starts with the taking off the pants, but like you don't just right.
So she I understand, but like you have to. I warm the area up with my hand.
Yeah, she. I have done it before, and she's always like, "Damn it! Do you have to wake me up for this?" So yeah, I've been through that before, and she's fine with it if she has the energy.
Yeah.
And normally I'm like, I don't, I want participation too, though.
Well, it feels like that's where the rapey thing comes in. Oh, so I'm just banging this body that's putting up with it.
And it's hard to expect participation if they're not set up for it.
It's like, really difficult to wake someone up and have them be in the mood. I did not wake up in the mood.
But I always go, you can always wake me up if you ever need that.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Weird that never happens.
Said no woman ever.
Right. Know, oh, my God.
I've had that one time.
Oh, my God. We have a. Get on someone else on the show. There's someone else.
Hey, we felt like we were on a drifting ice block by ourselves.
We're somewhere lost in the Antarctic.
I'm putting you all the way up, Vaughn.
Excellent.
Oh, perfect.
But yeah, my first girlfriend, I was like undergrad maybe 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I was knocked out and she woke me up with some lip service.
So she was also like 20.
Yes.
Yeah, that's most likely to happen. I would say it's pretty safe after the first kid is born that's probably never going to happen again. And by the time the second kid comes along, it's, you know, you're waking her up like, please.
Not a good advertisement for marriage, but go on.
Yeah, let's never have that happen again.
Leave that in.
Don't leave it in. That'll blow people's brains out. I actually just pulled a Vinny and shot my headphones off my head and off across
Me
the
too.
Room. Oh, yeah, my God.
Let us know when we're back on, Bryn.
Yeah. We're on. We're rolling.
Oh.
Yeah, he just went to fix the
All
thing.
Right. You were saying?
Was I? Or
I think
was,
Vaughn
I think
was,
Vaughn
saying.
Was saying.
Oh, I was saying.
Talk right in your mic. Right in it.
I was saying everybody gets one, and I got my one.
Oh, you got your one wake up to a mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I've had
job.
That. I had a lady one time who did that to me and then finished, and it was great. And then she goes, "Can I do it again?" And I was like, "Oh my God."
Sure, go ahead, try.
Well, I just was like, I fully just finished. All over.
Yeah.
You don't, nah, I'm good.
You can do it again later.
Yeah, I mean, later's fine, but wow, I was like, she's really trying to sell herself. that probably wasn't the right way. You know what I mean?
I am so into this. I want to do it constantly, whether you want it or not. I love spaghetti.
Anyway, that was what I had thought of was it's a weird thing that our relationship has gone to this place, but I guess that's the reality of being in all coupled up long term.
Yep. It ebbs and flows. As they get older, it does come back, but you did just start the clock over again.
But I actually like the stuff. I actually want her to be into it.
Right. No, that's the thing. It's really hard to do something with someone who's like clearly it's a pity fuck. Even if it is a pity fuck, I would never act like it is. And then by the time I'm getting going, now I'm into it, you know? It's
I'll tell
putting
you,
that, just agreeing to do it.
The thing that I'm sitting there getting, I'm boning her from behind.
Yes.
She's laying on her side and I'm boning her. And then I'm like, in my head, I'm actually thinking, I guess this is going to be like the new normal when we don't have time. This is how we... And then I was like, well, I don't want to mess this up.
Right.
So I actually pulled out and splooged on myself.
Oh!
Because I know she would want to get up and go.
They just clean grab anyway, and bring a t-shirt
right?
in with you.
What?
Don't they clean anyway afterwards? Like, I've done that before, like, in my hand as a courtesy. Like, you know, I know.
Nah.
No, she didn't need to. She pulled her underwear right back up and didn't even miss a beat.
I'll be showering in the morning. No problem.
My chick fully gets up and washes up afterwards.
Oh.
Because I guess it gets a little bit.
Well, it's sticky.
Moist.
But I'm not going anywhere. I'm asleep. Thank you for.
I'll even, like, dab her down, like, you know, wipe her up a little bit.
That's nice. That's good.
I'm like, oh, man, I came in my own hand. Damn it.
Yeah. No,
now I got to get up. I can't just fall right to sleep, which is what I want to do.
I was happy to make that as convenient for her as possible, because if that's going to become the new normal.
So this has been going on.
couple times now. Mm-hmm. I'd say 3 or 5 times that weekly bone was done that way.
Oh.
That's all right. I'm telling you, I'll take it over nothing.
I'm sure.
And she's like, yeah, sometimes you're just going to have to go that route.
Well, I have definitely said this one is 100% for you. Please do not worry about my pleasure.
It's still not, you know, that fun when they say that.
No, like, but the thing is, it's like, look, I'm gonna fucking put the show on for you. I'm gonna do all the stuff. I'll fucking twerk on you. I'll do everything you want.
You realize not all women talk like you though. You're awesome, and we love you for it. But not everybody's as
John's thing lately is. Have you heard that thing? The girl who's drunk and trying to get arrested. She's getting arrested and she's trying to like.
Hilarious.
Yeah, you like that, huh?
Mm-hmm. She's pushing into the cop.
John fucking loves that.
And so he wants you to
do it? Yeah, well, I do it. I'll do it for him all the time. But it's so funny because, you know, when you're married, you've been together forever. Like, if someone's bending over in the kitchen, of course you come up and kind of, you know, through the pants, butt thrust. I was folding the laundry the other day, and I'm reaching into the dryer, and he comes up behind me, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you like that? He's like, don't do that. Just don't. He goes, I was just joking, and you're just going to get them all hot. So funny. Yeah, you like that, huh? Is that good? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like that?
So that triggers him?
Well, right now, you know.
Oh, yeah? You like that? You like
She's
that?
She's being arrested and pushing into the cop's crotch. What is that? Is that on, like, a Subway?
Where yeah, it looks they? Like it, well, it looks like a store of some sort.
Yeah, okay. Some kind of counter there or something. Yeah, it's freaking funny. But it's funny how pervasive that video has become. Like, we're not the only people who make that joke. Like my brother will say something like, you know, he'll put down a plate of soup in front of me the other day, and he's like, you like that?
I look over. Your brother John?
Oh my God, him and his coworker at work apparently. Like, there'll be some silence between the, you know, they're just coding away, whatever the fuck he does at work. And all of a sudden, like, him or the other guy will go, yeah. And then it's off to the races. He's like, it's constant.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, it's hilarious. So I did it kind
of. Inappropriate behavior in the workplace.
I know.
You gotta love it.
It's everywhere.
You like that?
Oh, you like that, huh? Yeah.
She's actually kind of hot, too.
She's totally grinding him in the man area.
That's on the New York Post, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So people can easily find that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I typed in girl grinding cop.
Yeah, girl. Oh, perfect. You can see it for yourself. It's good, good fun. Hey, is that third party audio going to be on the podcast? Oh, mm-hmm. Fantastic.
It's not music, so.
Great. No. That's not copyrighted material.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's right.
Perfect. Yeah, the first time I did it to him, he just started fucking laughing, and so of course I kept it up.
That's half your material during your sex is like so laughable. That's what.
I know. It's so fucking funny. But sometimes it gets kind of hot. Like, but then you say just the wrong thing and he's like, oh, "What?" I'm like, "Oops, sorry. Okay. Let's rewind that a little bit." Right. Anyway,
you should be on too.
Use that?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Hi.
Yeah. Yeah, you like that?
Hey,
on, huh?
Is Johnny V, do you like let him get a bone in when you're not in the mood just by laying on your
or
side?
If you're asleep.
Oh, sure.
Does he wake you up a lot by being inside you already?
No, not by being inside already.
What about licking your, you know?
Yeah, he's done that before.
And you're good with it.
Yeah. Or he'll just start taking care of himself, and then I wake up.
Because the whole bed's shaking.
Yeah.
Hovers over you.
He's just like, I have to. I just have to. All right.
You guys have to.
So glad we sure do.
I know. It seems annoying. Seems like
it is annoying.
I'd be like, Jesus.
It is annoying. That's
it is
what
annoying,
I'm saying.
But
it totally
it's
sets...
okay. If it's going to make him happy, then I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm. It gets completely under my skin.
The faster I get to get back to sleep.
When I haven't, when it's been a while, I start to get like, what the fuck is going on with this? All the stuff that relationships come with, you need to bone me.
Yeah.
There's too much chores involved for the sex
chores,
to not
chores,
happen.
Chores, chores, chores.
Jesus.
All we do is chores. Ugh. Just when we think that they're all done, oh shit, there's some more. Well, you know, I don't want to say you're one of my chores, but you are on my to-do list.
Right.
Yeah.
So get it over with already.
All right, let's do it. Let's get it over with. This one's for you.
All right.
Not this email. This just, you know, the experience that we're having in this hypothetical situation where you and I, where I have to, where you're one of my chores.
Right.
I'm just going to go to sleep. If I fall asleep, don't be insulted. I'm just so tired.
Oh.
Hello, radio family.
Hello.
That's not insulting at all.
Don't worry about it. It's just that I'm so tired.
I just don't feel anything.
I'm dead down there.
I'm dead
only
down there.
Pounding you as hard as I can, but yeah. It's fine.
Oh, it's great. Deeper. Go deep.
Deeper.
If you can.
Yeah, keep going. Oh, it feels good.
Is that the whole thing?
Oh.
Is it in yet?
Oh, it is. Okay.
Oh,
fine.
Great.
Thank you. I take it from
that. Are we done yet?
Your horrified scoff. But... yeah. How much longer till we get
yeah, you
there?
You guys aren't doing anybody any favors.
Let me
the
flip
story
over
say?
So you'll get done faster. Yeah.
Why don't I get on
and
top?
And add me a fuck me, fuck me.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, fuck
oh,
me.
Oh, please fuck me.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. I can't believe how great this feels.
Oh, yeah. Your cock
is so
big.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so big. Great. Jesus. Fill
all
me up.
Right.
Buttercup.
Does it remind you guys of home?
Yeah. Does that sound familiar?
You're welcome.
Nobody likes you two.
They love us.
Oh,
time for the
old song and dance. Here we go.
Thank you.
Hello, radio family.
Hello.
I'm an immigrant from Switzerland, and I've been listening to the Sarah and Vinny show since my very first day in the U.S. and throughout many moves across the country over the last 10 years. I have a family problem, which I'd love your bad advice, especially Vinny's. She says, and humans, but you know, there is no human here. I moved out of my native country for a variety of reasons, but a large part is due to my terrible family. I've never been close to them emotionally or in any other way. My family are just overall energy vampires who criticize everything under the sun, with whom you cannot have a conversation that goes deeper than today's weather forecast.
I hate those people. What'd she call them again? What kind of vampires?
Energy vampires.
Energy vampires. Ugh.
I am not interested in superficial, chronically negative relationships and have tried endlessly over the years to build a better relationship with my parents and sister until I finally realized I'm not their therapist and it's not my job to fix them and their constant unhappiness. That's when she got the fuck out of that country. Here is my question. My sister has been bothering me to come to her wedding in Switzerland in February and has already booked a hotel for my husband and I. We got married in a small ceremony without my family because, again, she hates her family.
Right.
Despite me saying I'm not sure if I can take time off work. So the sister's like, fuck it, I'm booking you a hotel room. Let me know if you're coming, I guess. My whole family will be there, and I keep getting messages from my mother asking if I can stay longer than just the weekend. Everyone is expecting me to come. I haven't seen them since I left the country over 10 years ago, and I have no plans to see them voluntarily either. Spending time with any of them seems like a huge ordeal. I don't hate my sister, but it feels like forcing a conversation with your boss when you're stuck in an elevator together. Yikes. I just don't want to come. I cannot use money as an excuse. My family already said they'd pay for our trip if I couldn't afford it. It'll be difficult to take off work. I work in a hospital. We're perpetually understaffed, and I'd rather not miss work. I also love my home and have four animals to take care of, and traveling to Europe is such a hassle from the West Coast. Mm. Do I just last minute say I could not take off work and not worry about the wrath that will come my way afterward? Or do I suck it up for a weekend and force a smile and go to her wedding so I am not the worst person in that family? I am more like Vinny, who will not go to stupid shit he thinks is a waste of time and he won't enjoy. But there is a morality issue making me question if I should just go to the wedding out of pure politeness. Please advise, love you all. Use my name, Tessa. Mm. Do not go to that fucking wedding.
No.
They are a manipulative bunch of... You escaped them. You don't have to go. You're a grown-up who has her own life
elsewhere.
I really think that... I get that they really want you there. You haven't seen them in 10 years. I'm sure on some level they love you, even though they're huge pains in the ass. I say don't go. Forget it. That seems cold, doesn't it? I don't know.
No, it seems like you're preserving yourself, which you should do.
And it is going to be, she has four animals, and she doesn't want to go, and she's got this job. I just say don't go. I don't know. I'm so torn on this one.
I'm not.
Well, talk about the other side then. Because that's the side that I, as you're saying, don't go. That's the easiest answer, right?
Yeah.
So the upside to going is only if you can go for yourself. Mm. I don't mean that you'll get something great from it, but that you'll be able to say to yourself that you, on your end, a lot of times when you're dealing with people where the stuff, shit's gone down, what you want to do is just clean up your side of the street. You know what I mean? So you can't do for them the stuff that they may need in their lives to get happy or be
whole.
Yeah, whole is a good way of putting it. But for your own self, for the struggle that you're currently going through, you know that's your sister. You know she loves you. You know she's clearly, she wants you there. They're eliminating, and I've had people do this in my life too. They eliminate all your excuses. So at the very
least, pay for it.
Right.
I booked you a hotel.
At the very
stay
least,
longer.
You're going to have to say to them, I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's fine, but that's now what you've said to them.
Right.
Is that they've gotten rid of the money problem. They've gotten rid of, you have a place to stay there. And I, you know,
it's very difficult though, especially with family. You do love them and they love you no matter how difficult and awful your relationship is with them. And so when someone is saying, I've removed every obstacle, it comes down to you being man enough to say, or that's probably the wrong
person
word
enough.
These days, just being you enough to say, I am sorry. I get that you want me to be there. I simply cannot make it happen. And if they push on that, I don't want to come.
I would stay away from I don't want to come just because it's
right.
That's
it's very
hurtful.
It is harsh.
But, you know, I would say this. So one thing that happens when you get far enough away from home is that you forget what you love about it.
Right.
Especially if you left because there were things there that you didn't love.
You have friends there. You grew up there. You have history there. It might be worth it just to go back to visit.
It might be cool for your husband to see where you come from.
Right.
And see, maybe you show him your school. Show him the home you grew up in. Show him
Yeah, try to
things
plan things that don't that just revolve
you,
around your family.
Right. I mean, the wedding is one day. But you'll have another day where you can go do other things. Maybe that's the way to look at that is I'm going to give them, my family, the people who raised me, the people who you think love you.
Yeah, good luck getting away from them. You do need to take extra days and go for longer because, first of all, the travel time there is half of a full day. I mean, that's just, you know, you're
right.
It's basically two travel days for a weekend. No thanks. Take a couple more days, figure out how you're going to do it if you decide to go. But really think about the things that you'd like to. I think that's a great idea, Vinny. And then, you know, you minimize as much because the thing is they're going to eat her whole. A wedding isn't just a day. I mean, I guess if you're an invited guest and you're not part of the family, it's more just a day. But there's rehearsals and then there's seeing everyone you haven't seen in 10 years. Like that weekend is trash.
It's weird, though, that I don't miss where I grew up. I don't think about it. But then, you know what? I'll see them, the people I grew up with, or be back there for a minute.
Yeah.
And it does tap a vein that you have almost shut off.
Right. And it's lovely to share that with people that you love. You know, we talk all the time about lots of close friends here. And I'm like, when we're retired, let's all just go. We'll rent a house in Maine for 2 weeks and we'll just go all around New England. And I just want to show it to you, all you Californians. And it because it is there, you know, you start to think about it. You start to remember all the things that are great. So do take it from that angle, maybe, and then make your decision.
I mean, ultimately, the easiest thing in the world is to say RSVP. No,
no. Thank you so much. Good luck. Here's my wedding gift. Send a nice wedding gift.
That's the easiest thing in the world to do. And you certainly don't have to feel guilty about that. You do have a life here. But on the other hand, it may be good for you to go home even if it is in order to show your husband where you grew up and he'll have a deeper understanding of who you are through that. And you'll also be surprised at how much you liked it.
So this wedding is in February, too. Like Switzerland in February. That doesn't seem like a good time to visit. But I guess if that's when the wedding is, you know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe like skiing.
Date, yeah.
I don't know.
If you could move it to May or June, I'd be much more into it.
I mean, I'd love if I were your husband, I'd be like, I want to go because I want to go to Switzerland and check that out. And then what other surrounding countries can we get to within a short period of time? And let's check some other shit out.
I mean, if you're going to go to Europe, maybe you should figure it like. Stay in the hotel that she booked you for those two nights and then don't tell them you're staying longer and stay longer. Get a place, you know, miles away.
Could be cool. That's all.
It could be. But, you know, everything can be cool. Everything you don't want to do can wind up being a cool thing. So don't let them poison where you grew up. I don't know if we're helping this woman at all.
My thing is just straight no. But you guys have some really great points. That's a great idea. about getting out there, showing your man, and getting to other places.
You know,
it's
another
a good
thing,
excuse.
Another thing, too,
great
that's
excuse.
Interesting about family units is you are 10 years away from them, and you've built this great life for yourself, and you see families that have avoided each other for periods of time. They fall back into negative,
it
shitty behavior
happens.
Towards each other.
The minute they see each
even,
other.
So one thing might be interesting is with your knowledge of self and your ability to know that you don't want to fall into that stuff, if you can maintain a sort of calm
and
through
don't,
all
don't
that
take
and don't
the bait,
get sucked into it.
And just, have those superficial conversations so that you don't have to get in a fight with anybody. It is, oh man, family patterns are so real. I am 53 years old, and there is dread in my heart going home to hang with my mom and dad because of who I am when I'm around them.
I can tell you for absolute, there are things where I can go walk into a room, shake hands, look people in the eye, make small talk, be grown up and above it, mm-hmm. and walk out and feel better for having done that.
Right.
Because I didn't fall into a bottle or I didn't run from the room because I couldn't, whatever. Like, just deal with it.
Yep.
It's no big deal as long as you can.
Right.
And that you don't start yelling cunt to your sister because
sure.
of.
At her wedding. That is no go at the right. wedding. But I've changed my mind. My initial thing was don't fucking go to that. And now I say take the hotel room that she bought you. And book yourself another one elsewhere and tell everyone you're getting on a plane and going home. And have some fun with your husband. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's very few vacations we get to
this
especially in our working
right?
years.
Is
yes,
that what she
sounds
said?
Fucking great. I'd love to go to Switzerland. I think that sounds amazing. And I'm sure your husband, I don't know anything about her husband. Maybe he's Swiss too. What the hell do I know? All right, one more. This one is not sexy. I am sorry, says our conflicted listener. I don't see a name here anywhere.
Oh, France is right there. Monaco.
Forget
Italy,
all. Just
Germany.
Do a week in Switzerland. I'm sure there's a million things to see. And then maybe you'll love it so much you'll go back and go visit all these other places. Europe's
so
amazing.
Much cool stuff right there.
Yeah. And those are small countries, too. You could probably a couple hours be in another country.
Okay, sorry. You were saying.
Okay.
Super sexy.
Not sexy.
Oh.
Hello, my beautiful radio family. This one is not sexy. I am sorry. I need your advice. I've been living with my Nona, Grandma, in the South Bay for 5 years, and I just turned 30. When I turned 30, I realized I'm not where I would like to be in my life. I have two jobs, a hairstylist and a manager at a restaurant, but I cannot afford this area to move out on my own and progress. I have friends and family in Portland, Oregon. I'd like to move up there. I visit a couple times a year, and I love it. Here's my predicament. My Nona is 87 years old. She is sufficient on her own. She drives and is a stubborn Italian lady who never asks for help. Do I leave now and go try to live my life elsewhere and come back when she actually needs help? Or am I being selfish and the reason she's doing so well is because I'm around? My goal is to leave early next year. One of my friends told me I'll feel guilty if I leave and something happens. I'm conflicted on if I'm being selfish, wanting to pursue my life, if I leave, or if I stay and put my life on hold longer, if I will feel resentful. Thanks so much. Love you all. Longtime listener, conflicted. Get the fuck out of that house and go live your life. Your Nona wants you to. Have you talked to her about it? What are you thinking? You're sitting there with a totally blank look on your face.
No, I'm not blank looked on my look on my face. I'm listening to you talk. I'm surprised you just said that, though.
I feel like if you feel like you're in a situation, and this woman's independent, she drives, she gets around. You're not leaving because you don't love her. You're leaving because it's expensive here, and you want to get going with your life. You're 30 years old. What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't mean you don't love her. Make a few visits back to Nona every year instead of the visit you were making up to Portland. I feel like this. I feel like a lot of people do this. They start like, oh, well, I feel guilty. I mean, yeah, you'll feel guilty. Of course you will. But you know what? You're going to start growing your own life right now. What are you living your grandmother's life? I don't know. That's where I. That's
all
where,
right.
That's
so
my
let me ask you this, though. So you're 30. Right? She's
mm-hmm.
30.
Mm-hmm.
She does have a life. And she, for whatever reason, isn't feeling fulfilled. We all have those feelings. Even people who've got their dream job and they're the partner they love and the kids they always never dreamed of.
But I'm not doing that.
whatever thing that people, wherever people find themselves, there's always some discontent. So that's a reality that people struggle with. It's like when we talked about when Franti was here and we see him as such a spreader
of
positivity. And even he was saying, I struggle with depression and this is something that I have to, you know, it's a daily reset, so to speak. So some of what you're experiencing here will just follow you there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the cost of living just follows you there, too.
Mm.
So you'll say to yourself, oh, it's absolutely outrageous to live here, except that you live with your Nona, so you are getting some whatever break you're getting, that's allowing you to live in the Bay Area, which
right.
there's so much great stuff to do here, and you don't realize how much access you have to. So are you taking advantage of what the Bay Area has to offer? Probably not.
Right. That's an interesting point.
There's a ton of great stuff to do here that you will find. Now, Portland, I know for a fact, is a wonderful city, and I love it there. And I would even live there. That's someplace I'd move to for sure. That said, they're going to pay you what the going rate is there
exactly.
versus here, and that cost of living about evens out.
Right.
So
it's like we always think, oh, we could go to Minnesota and get a house for, you know, $100,000 and it would be and it's a pallet. But guess what? You can't afford it because you're making Minnesota dollars.
So if you go there with a ton, like you sold your house here and you go there. Yeah. Now you're moving there with some cash.
With some cash.
In hand.
Yeah.
Now you got a different deal. But if you're going there to become a renter and you don't even have your Nona as a landlord, then you're putting yourself in a similar situation, just in a different location.
Right.
And when you at least right now, on the up, you're taking care of your Nona.
Yeah.
And you, so if you can split your Nona and be like, peace, I got to do me, have a good one,
right.
then great, go do that.
Listen,
but if you're going to beat the shit out of yourself upon landing,
right.
And then you're like, man, I left my Nona hanging, and now I don't have a goddamn dollar to spend here either.
Mm.
I don't even know anyone here, you know, whatever that becomes.
Right. Yeah, she says she's got friends and family. I don't know what her situation is here. I do think, though, that the Nona thing is she's saying she's independent, she drives, she gets around. Like, your Nona doesn't want you to feel obligated to her. I mean, I certainly wouldn't want a grandchild of mine to be living with me because they thought at some point I'm going to get infirm. We're all going to get infirm. Like, go and if you don't let me hold you back. Don't use me as an excuse.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't disagree with that.
Get the hell out of here if that's how you feel. I want you to go live your life. I was fine before you were born. I'm fine
most
now.
Most people find themselves with the same shitty attitude wherever they move to. Mm-hmm. And that's not, you're not leaving everything behind when you travel. It will come with you where you go is all I'm trying to say.
Right. No, and you're absolutely right. A lot of people, they get out of relationships even like, oh, I don't. And it turns out you're the common denominator
mm-hmm.
in all these problems that you're having. You know, oh, here I am again. Huh. I wonder if it's me.
Yeah. The simplest way to put it is the grass is greener. That greener
right.
grass is not always there.
No.
I don't. Maybe,
just fucking grass.
Brown
maybe
on both sides.
Right. You will be happier there. That's certainly possible.
Right.
But I'm trying to bring these things up so that you look at them because often you're not running.
Right.
To a beautiful garden, you're running from yourself, and yourself follows you.
Yeah, and also beautiful gardens.
Wherever you are, there you are.
Yeah,
yep.
Beautiful gardens take a ton of maintenance too.
Mm-hmm.
That garden didn't get there. It just, you know, someone's taking care of that. Meet that guy. See if he's any good. Anyway,
buy her a bidet too, just in case.
Oh, for Nana.
Yeah,
for Nona. Yeah, get her a bidet. That's nice. Get her one of those swashes or something. Just so her butt's nice and clean.
Well, you know.
Nobody wants
you.
I don't want anyone else wiping my ass.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. That's going to do it for today's Secret
did
Show.
Did you just talk about wiping your ass?
Nona doesn't have to. Not with the same degree of, you know.
Right.
Always some ass talking.
Scrubbing.
You know that.
Press of a button, you know.
Yeah, press it and just sit
you
there
and
let the water take care
all
of it.
All the time.
Dude, I didn't bring up the bidet. I'm just saying, yeah, he's right. Get Nona a little ass wash. All right. Have a good one. Send
Thanks
us emails, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Put bad advice or secret show in the subject line, and we'll catch you next time.